And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Now a little music from a former Baltimorean who enjoys a very, very successful national and international career. Victoria Vox is an award-winning singer-songwriter who is one of the leading artists on the ukulele scene. She's also a fixture on the folk music scene. She's open for Jackson Browne and Leo Kottke and Cheryl Wheeler and Tom Chapin, among others. She moved from Baltimore to Costa Mesa, California a couple of years ago, and she's back in the area doing some shows this weekend. Her new album is terrific. It's called Colorful Heart, and she has been kind enough to stop by with her ukulele. It's so good to see you.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back.
And we are streaming this little mini concert on the WIPR Facebook page, so you can come check us out there. So we haven't talked in 2 or 3 years, I guess. And the first time we talked was in 2008.
Yeah, that was 10 years ago.
It's already been 10 years. It's amazing. You were reluctant to call yourself a ukulele player and stuff. How come?
Well, back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, I'm, from the mainland, Wisconsin in particular, and I think being a ukulele player. At the time, when I released my debut ukulele record, it was 2005, 2006. And when I toured to Hawaii, we made it very clear to market it as I'm a singer-songwriter who happened to do an album with a ukulele. That I was not born...
Because ukulele is such a really important part of Hawaiian
of their
culture.
Yeah. They're born basically with a ukulele in hand, They're players. And I was more of like a strummer singer. But now I've been playing for 15 years, and I consider myself a ukulele player.
Yeah, and a wonderful singer. Well, do us a tune. Let's start with that.
This
what do you want to sing?
Only Time Will Tell.
True.
Brava Diva. That's so beautiful. Victoria Vox singing and playing the mouth trumpet for us here in Studio A. That's a great tune called Only Time Will Tell from the new album Colorful Heart. So the mouth trumpet, you actually have a particular trumpet player in mind when you when it comes to imitating the sound of the trumpet, which you do so convincingly.
Thank you. Yeah, Chet Baker is my trumpet idol, and his just West Coast swing, cool playing, I've always loved his singing and playing. And so when I started getting serious about mouth trumpet, I would put him on in the car and start memorizing his solos and trumpeting along with him.
Yeah, well, it sounds beautiful.
Thanks.
Let's sneak another tune in here.
Sure.
What do you want to play?
Sure, this one will have also a little bit of mouth trumpet. It's called Daytime Moon, and it's about the moon in the sky that reminds you of the love from the night before. Here comes the sun, a new day is dawning, and I am here longing for you under the daytime moon. Fond memories fill every daydream, intoxicating my view under the daytime moon. Dreamy eyes, sleepy sighs, remnants of our rendezvous. Through the night, holding tight, but daylight came too soon. Walking the town,
Victoria Vox right here in the Studio A. That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
When you write on the ukulele, which has four strings,
yeah,
do you write differently than when you write on the guitar or write on the piano, where you, you know, piano, you got 10 notes, the guitar, you got at least six?
Yeah, well, I feel like the ukulele, with all its limitations, has made me a better songwriter. Basically, you're working with one octave. I mean, you kind of have a second octave from your higher C to then your up an octave from there, but like kind of like you're working with a two octave piano.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have every chord possible. But I found with guitar, I used to write on guitar, and I was kind of, there were two more strings I had to worry about. I could play around a little bit more with the bass notes on a guitar. On the ukulele, you don't really have that opportunity, but I don't know. I think it's it simplifies things, and it makes you think about the melodies and the words a little bit more than just kind of being covered up.
Yeah. Because the changes are great. I mean, the harmonic progressions and stuff.
On the albums that I do like working with, a band.
Sure, the album has a bass player and a drum player.
My co-producer on the new record is a pianist, and he used to tour with the Righteous Brothers and on the Revival tour. And, I mean, on my B-flat major 7 is going to sound like that, right. And that's about all I have. But then you have a piano player who's got like 7 octaves, and you can and it's just like, that's gorgeous. Yeah. And so I just make the changes for other people to play along to. And
the new album sounds great. It sounds great. And it is so good to see you. It's just terrific to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to have a little bit more music from Victoria Vox in just a second. But first, let me thank Bottoms Up Bagels for lunch. They're a small batch pop up bagel shop preparing hand rolled New Jersey style bagels, house cured lox, and specialty cream cheeses inspired by traditions of bagel making dating back to the 1940s. They're available at the Waverly and JFX farmers markets and online at bottomsupbagels.com. Coming up on Monday, midday, guest host Rob Sivak talks to Earl Swift about his new book, Chesapeake Requiem, A Year with the Watermen of Vanishing Tangier Island. Hope you can join Rob then. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. Sienna Greaves and Kathleen Cahill produce the program. Jamila Krimple is WIPR's digital producer. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the midday theme music. Karina Vahoyanis has done a terrific job as our intern this summer. Thanks, Karina. We wish you luck as you head back to Villanova University for your senior year. And finally, congratulations to Gramps Sivak, our senior producer, who became a grandfather about 6 hours ago. We welcome JJ to this wild and wonderful world. Now, once again, Victoria Vox, the new album is called Colorful Heart. She's giving a songwriting workshop at the Creative Alliance tomorrow. She's playing Columbia on Saturday and Westminster on Sunday. Our website, wypr.org/midday, has a link to all the details. We've got time for one more tune. What do you want to play?
This is called Sounds of Summer. It's off the new record. It's one I don't play very much, but it's inspired by the summers here in Baltimore. So Baltimore, this is for you.
Which are balmy and cool and beautiful. Victoria Vox, ladies and gentlemen, live in Studio A.
Can you hear the summer heat reverberating off the street? Can you feel the summer beat? It's in your heart, it's in your feet. An ice cream truck is down the street. Its songs are chased by running feet. A taste so sweet could never last. It's melting in the photograph. I hear the AC buzzing loud. I'm praying for some thunderclouds. And ambulances, sirens blare with bad decisions in the air. The sounds of summer, the beat of the heat, echoes off the concrete. The sounds of summer, watching movies in the park, the fireflies could light a spark, and you are here and oh so near, the softest of whispers in my ear. Midnight train is rolling by. We'll hop the tracks and touch the sky. The rhythm is our only care. And we could go anywhere. The sounds of summer, hey. The beat of the heat, hey. Echoes off the concrete, hey. The sounds of summer, oh. Off the concrete, hey. The sounds of summer. Can you hear the summer heat reverberating off the street? Can you hear the summer beat? It's in your heart, it's in your feet. Can you hear the summer heat reverberating off the street? Can you feel the summer beat?
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.